Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate deep dive in Ableton Live 12, future jungle switch-ups with that VHS rave color. We're in the breakbeat side of drum and bass, around 170 to 174 BPM, and the goal is really specific. Make a switch-up that feels like a micro drop, not a random fill, not a look at my effects moment. It resets momentum, creates a hole, adds character, and then snaps back into the main groove even harder. We're building a 16-bar loop at 172, with a main jungle break, a bass foundation, and then a 2-bar switch-up that happens every 8 or 16 bars. And we'll build two different switch-up types. Switch-up A is the classic future jungle VHS flip, chopped break recut, pitch and time artifacts, tape wobble, aliasing, and a very controlled stutter right before you slam back in. Switch-up B is more of a club fake-out, halftime feel in the drums, a gated re-smear behind it, and a rave stab hit for identity. And the big promise is this: most of what we're doing is stock Ableton. Drum rack, simpler, beat repeat, auto filter, saturator, roar, redux, echo, hybrid reverb, compressors, utility, and good editing plus automation. All right, let's set up the session fast. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle that still feels modern and tight. Now make a few groups so you don't lose your mind later. A drums group for breaks and one-shots, a bass group, a music group for stabs, pads, atmos, and an FX group. On your master, keep it boring. Put a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Don't slam into it yet. If you want, later you can add a glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. But seriously, don't start by mastering. Start by getting the groove and the switch-up feeling right. Now step 1. Build a tight jungle break bass. This matters because the switch-up only hits if the main loop is stable. If your main break is already messy, your switch-up just sounds like more mess. Drag in a breakbeat audio clip. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you've got that's clean enough to slice well. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to Complex Pro as a safe default. And here's a big teacher note. Don't over-warp breaks. If you place warp markers everywhere, you'll turn transients into wet cardboard. Use the minimum warp markers needed to get it in time. Set the segment BPM correctly. Then do minimal adjustments. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset, and slice by transient. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. Program a 2-bar pattern that keeps the original vibe, but tightens it. A few common moves. Add an extra kick occasionally on beat 1, and sometimes on the end of 2, depending on the break. Add ghost snares at low velocity, just before the main snare to get that shuffle and urgency without changing the main backbeat. Now process inside the rack a little. On the snare slice chain, add saturator. Drive it maybe 2 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then EQ 8, and if it sounds boxy, dip around 300 to 500 Hz. You're not trying to fix the snare into a modern pop snare. You're just carving space and adding bite. On the kick slice chain, add drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. If you use boom, keep it subtle and tune it to the key if it's actually contributing pitch. Otherwise, boom can quickly turn into why is my mix farting. Then on the break track after the rack, add glue compressor. 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto, 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. That's just to glue slices back together and make the break feel like one instrument again. Add EQ 8 after that. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove junk. And if the top end is tearing your head off, a tiny high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz can help. At this point, you should have a stable main break that hits. Good. Now we can mess it up on purpose. Step 2. Create a dedicated switch-up bus. This is workflow, but it's also sound design safety. Duplicate your break MIDI track. Name one break main. Name the other break switch. Route both into your drums group. And mute break switch for now. This is huge, because now your main groove's protected. You can go wild on break switch, automate like crazy, resample it, destroy it, and your main groove is still sitting there ready to come back clean. Before we design, here's one concept that will level up your switch-ups. Think in contrast pairs, not effect stacks. A switch-up hits hardest when you contrast at least two things at the same time. You can contrast density, like lots of hits to fewer hits, or spectral tilt, bright to dark and lo-fi, or stereo, wide to narrow, or rhythmic certainty, straight to jittery stutter. Pick two. Commit, then return to normal abruptly. That's how it feels intentional. Now switch up A. VHS time warp plus a chopped re-entry, 2 bars long. First, program the switch MIDI. In arrangement, pick bars 15 and 16, or any 2-bar window before a drop or phrase reset. On break switch, copy your main break MIDI into that 2-bar section. Now edit it. Remove the main snare on bar 16 beat 2. That's your hole. That empty space is what makes the return feel like it punches harder. Then add some stutters on hats or ghost slices in the last half bar. Don't stutter the whole thing. One concentrated moment near the end reads as switch up, not the groove fell apart. Add a reverse hit into the re-entry. A practical way, grab a cymbal or snare slice, resample it to audio by freezing and flattening or recording the output, reverse that audio, and place it as a pickup into bar 17. Keep it short and controlled. You want to pull into the drop, not a washy reverse that smears all over your downbeat. Now the VHS color chain on the break switch track. Put these in order, and I'll tell you why. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Dart around 9 to 12 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Automate the frequency to sweep down as you enter the switch up. Then open back up right at re-entry. This gives you the spectral tilt contrast, darker in the switch, brighter when you slam back. Next, redux. This is your aliasing and grit. Downsample around 2.0 to 6.0 and automate it higher for more crunch. Bit reduction, keep it mild, like 10 to 12. If you go too low, you'll lose the snare crack and the break starts sounding like a broken speaker. Remember, momentary color, not permanent damage. Next, echo for tape smear. Try repitch mode for that VHS vibe, or fade if you want it smoother. Time at 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. And automate it up near the end of the switch up so it pulls you into the drop. Then roar. Use tube or warm. Drive 3 to 8. Keep the tone slightly dark. Mix maybe 30 to 60%. And the teacher warning. Breaks get harsh fast. If roar adds too much fizz, back off the drive, darken the tone, or control it with EQ. The point is tape deck pain, not digital sandpaper. Finally, utility. Set width around 80 to 110%. Don't go ultra wide on break so they lose punch and the snare stops feeling centered. Also, effects chains often add loudness, so automate a gain drop of minus 1 to minus 3 dB during the switch up if it's inflating RMS. Now the money move. Beat repeat, but controlled. Place beat repeat after auto filter but before heavy distortion. You want the stutter to be clean enough to read. Then you dirty it up afterward. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, variation 0, gate 1/8, so it's short. Chance at 0%, mix at 0%. Now automate it only in the last half bar of the switch. Bring mix up to 20 to 40% and bring chance to 100% briefly. This is how you get that glitch moment without the randomness ruining the groove. It's basically the performance move you can repeat every time. Now re-entry punch. This is where most switch-ups fail. They sound cool, but then the drop feels smaller because the switch-up was louder or wetter. At bar 17, hard mute break switch exactly at the re-entry. A mute break main right on the downbeat. Add a single crash and maybe a sub drop. And here's a pro trick. Use a dedicated re-entry transient. Even if the main break returns, at a tiny rim shot, crash tick or short noise click, 10 to 60 milliseconds, high passed, just to re-anchor the downbeat like a thumbtack. Also, if you used reverb or a long echo, kill the tail right at the re-entry. Put hybrid reverb on a return, and automate that send down to zero at the exact moment you come back. The snapback to dryness is part of the impact. Quick coach check, a good switch-up should feel darker, crunchier, and slightly unstable in the mids and highs, but the low end should not be wobbling around randomly. Keep sub fundamentals boring during the trick. Let the mid-range do the chaos. Cool. Now switch up B. Halftime fake out plus gated re-smear, 2 bars. First, halftime drums without changing tempo. In the switch up section, make a new MIDI clip on break switch. Keep a kick on beat 1. Put the snare only on beat 3. That alone implies halftime even though the tempo is still 172. Add sparse hat ticks, like every quarter note or eighth note. You're reducing density. That's one contrast pair right there. Then in the last half bar, add a single fast amen roll or slice roll to signal, we're coming back. This is like the drummer doing a quick fill before everyone slams into the groove again. Now the bass smear. This is where it gets future. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set audio from to your bass group. Post effects, arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars. Then pick a juicy 1-bar segment. Duplicate it to cover the switch up. Process that resampled bass like this. Auto filter in band pass mode. Tweep somewhere between 200 Hz and 1.5 kHz. automated upward, resonance around 1.0 to 1.5. We're basically carving the bass into a mid-range texture, so it can do weird stuff without wrecking the sub. Then corpus, subtle, tube or membrane, short decay, mix low, like 5 to 15%. This adds a metallic rave edge, but if you overdo it, it turns into a ringing science project. Keep it as flavor. Then gate for rhythmic chopping. Sidechain it from your break or snare, or better, use a ghost trigger track. That's a secret weapon. A ghost trigger track is just a MIDI track with a tight rimshot or closed hat sample playing a simple rhythm. You can keep it muted, but still feed it to sidechains depending on your routing. Use it to key your gate on the bass smear and even duck noise and reverb. It keeps everything locked even while your actual break is being mangled. After the gate, add saturator or roar and drive the mids darker. Again, keep the low end stable. If you want the smear to be gnarly without ruining sub, duplicate the bass resample. On the duplicate, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, then distort, chorus, reverb, whatever. Blend that under your clean sub bass. That's how you get VHS rave without the club system turning into mud. Now add the rave stat hit. This gives the switch up instant identity.